Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. And beloved, Jesus is in the miracle working business. Well, I greet you today in that name above every name. I'm glad you joined me as we continue on in a message, The Pearl of Great Price. And should you have missed the broadcast yesterday, let me do just a brief review. We were talking about pearls. And basically, as I was sharing, the generally accepted interpretation of what Jesus was talking about, a merchant man who just found a pearl of great price and sold everything he had so he could buy it, that refers to us, that the things of God, Jesus, the kingdom, we're willing, should be willing to forsake everything and anything of this life to have the value and the preciousness of a relationship with Jesus. But I believe Scripture, depending on the purpose of the Holy Spirit, can also have another interpretation which will not do injustice to the Scripture. And so we were talking about pearls, that basically that merchant man is actually Jesus, who was willing to forsake everything he had, to sell all he had so he could redeem, he could purchase, he could have that pearl of great price. And that is sort of jarring to our natural thinking, because many of us, I believe, are operating under the impression that we really aren't of value much to anyone, let alone the God of heaven and earth. And so let me just share about pearls. They're different, what I did yesterday, they're different from other gems. They're not mined from the earth. They come from oysters. What happens is a little foreign substance gets in inside the shell, like a piece of sand, and then the cells in that oyster begin to protect it, just like our body would, and cover, like, you know, a benign tumor would cover the invading substance with thin sheets of mother of pearl. It's called nacre. And these continue building in successive circular layers around the intruder until a pearl is formed. And so we're going to continue talking about natural pearls. And pearls are smooth, round, they're hard, and usually white or bluish gray. They absorb as well as reflect the light. And Jesus stated in Matthew 5:14, He spoke of Himself as the light of the world, but you are the light of the world. And so, beloved, if we are, as we follow this analogy, really that pearl of great price, each of us in God's own way are like the pearl. They reflect the and also absorb, if you will. We're absorbing the light of the sun, and that's the sun spelled S-O-N, the sun, who is Jesus Christ. John 1:9 tells us that Jesus Christ is the true light which was given to light the path of every man. Jesus said, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And without getting deeply theological, let me just say that I believe he still indeed has a body in this earth, not his physical body, which is seated at the right hand of his Father in heaven, but the body, which Paul spoke about, is you and me. We are members of his physical body, if, well, not his physical body, but his spiritual body in the earth, and he is the head. You and I make up that body. He's the head. 1 Thessalonians puts it like this: you are all children of light and the children of the day. We are not of night nor of darkness. Therefore, like the pearl, we reflect the light of Christ that dwells in us. John 3:16 tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that who would ever believe on him would not perish but have everlasting life. That means God loves each of you that are listening. Jesus died for you, you brother and you sister, as well as for me. That it's an amazing thing. If we will believe, we won't perish. We won't go where the devil has been abdicated to or where his future holds, but we will have everlasting light and life with the very Son of God and our Heavenly Father. Jesus came not only to the house of Israel. He came originally to them. They had a message, the message of the gospel, really, to take to the earth, but in that original state, but they didn't. They failed. They started worshiping false gods. And so Jesus came not just, he had others who were not of that fold. Remember, he talked about himself as a good shepherd, that they had to be brought in. He was talking about the Gentiles. He was talking about the world. And he calls every man, woman, and child, regardless of race or color or national origin. And going back now to the subject of physical pearls, they have different shapes. There's round pearls, and those, of course, are suitable for pearl necklaces. And, of course, these are the most valuable and sought after. But also, there are button-shaped and drop-shaped pearls. I didn't know all that about pearls, but it's rather fascinating, don't you think? And they are used to make earrings. But now, if you have a pearl without a blemish or just a tiny blemish in it, it is very valuable. If the pearl has a flaw or blemish in it, this is kind of mind-boggling. It can be peeled off. Notice in the beginning of our allegory, if you will, something that's has a hidden meaning or symbolic meaning, the pearl is formed by repeating circular layers of nacre, which is mother of pearl. And the oyster cells continue this process until that little grain of sand or foreign substance has been transformed into a beautiful pearl who's no longer a threat to the existence of that oyster. And so, as a spiritual parallel, God continues his work in us. He continues to lift us up when we fall down. He continues to bear with us when we are unloving and rebellious and acting anything like a child of God. So what does he do? He starts peeling the flaws off. Isn't that amazing? If the pearl has a flaw in it, usually a specially trained individual, and they're called a peeler, a P-E-E-L-E-R, they can take a special instrument and peel the flaw away with extreme care. It's just like those who work with precious gems or diamonds. I mean, it's a very intricate and delicate process. So God takes us just the way we are. We're pearls with flaws. And through his word, he begins to peel away those flaws very carefully. He doesn't want to hurt that pearl. He doesn't needlessly afflict the sons affect or afflict, excuse me, as he said through Jeremiah, the sons of men. He is working on us. We're a work in progress until one day we will be what he wants us to be. You know, we've been taught over time such erroneous doctrines. The church has. The church either sits powerless or there, as in the case, and I'm definitely Pentecostal by persuasion, there's such wildfire, such flesh, it's useless. And this is not God's will. This is not God's plan for his church. We're to mirror the love, the wisdom, the knowledge of Christ. That image of Christ we're to mirror to others. That means we are to let his light shine through us because we've absorbed his light. Remember, we were a pearl, okay? And once we absorb it, then we can reflect that light to those around us. God, in his infinite mercy, in his consummate wisdom, works through imperfect, finite men, people like you and me, to bring His will in the earth. You know what, beloved? Regardless of however the projection may be, there's no perfect preachers. We all have feet of clay, but there is one, beloved, there is one who is perfect, one who is without fault, one who is all-powerful, and His name is Jesus. The Apostle Paul puts it like this, Peter, in 1 Peter, the second chapter, verses 1 through 5, "Therefore, putting aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisy and envy and all slander, like newborn babes," just like a little newborn baby, "long, desire, hunger for the sincere or pure milk of the word, that by it you may grow in respect to salvation, if so be you have tasted the kindness and the goodness of the Lord, and coming to Him as a living stone." Remember, He was the headstone of the corner, "rejected by men, but choice and precious in the sight of God. You also, as living stones or lively stones, are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." Jesus prayed in His great high priestly prayer in John the 17th chapter, verse 15. He prayed concerning His disciples, and it's certainly relative to us. "I don't ask thee to take them out of the world, but to keep them from the evil one." Praise God. Well, beloved, I must bring this broadcast to a close. The time has just flown by this week. I thank you for joining me. I invite you to write if you have prayer needs, or if you feel that, you know, you've been so beat down by the words of others, by life, that you don't feel you're worth much. Only the Holy Spirit can change that, and He will, as you come to Him. I love you, and I pray for you every day, my UCM partners, my radio family. I do invite you to write and share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you with all my heart, and until next week, this is Sister Judith saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.